So let's begin with a couple of questions. The pasuk begins, Vayigash El of Yehuda. Says the Targum, Vayigash Ukrev, Lashon of Kirva. Yehuda sort of walks closer to Yosef. So the pasuk shada is that he wants to whisper something in his ear. But if Parshas Vayigash again is called Parshas Vayigash, so then it can't just be a coincidence that it happens to be that Yosef, that Yehuda doesn't want to raise his voice, he wants to move closer to Yosef. Obviously the Parshas Vayigash means that the Toichan HaParsha has to do with a kirva, the korev, a kirva between Yehuda and Yosef. What is that? What is that kirva? And then the Pasuk says, Vayoymer, Yehuda says to Yosef, Be Adoini. The word be means in me. Adoni means my master, literally. So what does it mean? Can anybody explain to you what? In me, my master. What was he telling him? He's going to swallow him? What does be Adoni mean? And if you look at the first few psukim, we see there's definitely a repetition, seemingly repetition of the word Adoni. Be Adoni. Yitabena avdechadova bosne Adoni. Adoni shalas avodov. Adoini. What's the stress over here of Adoini? Why is Yehuda meeting up with this Bechina of Adoini over here? And now, in this week's parasha, Yosef HaTzadik can't keep himself back already, and he reveals himself. And he says to them, Ani Yosef. Firstly, what does Ani Yosef mean? What was he trying to show? What was the rebuke by saying, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef? And Bechlal, why was it that Yosef couldn't keep himself back anymore? We had already in the earlier parashas that it happened already a few times. The Yosef saw, oops, he's about to burst into tears, runs out of the room, washes his face, comes back again. He's had this experience before, but over here he decides that's it. Why was he megala himself now to his brothers? And as we mentioned yesterday on the earlier shiurim, that the element is that Parshas Vayigash is more or less already in the Achus Hayomim, because the pasuk says at the end, the last pasuk in the Parshas, Vayeshev Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim Beretz Goyim Vayeichzu Bo Vayifru Vayibam Yoyit. The earlier Vayeshev Yaakov in Parshas Vayeshev, where Bikish Leishev B'Shalva, but he wasn't allowed the yeshiva. Here at the end of Vayigash, he was allowed the yeshiva. So let's try to find the kesher between the beginning of the parsha and the end of the parsha. The beginning of the parsha with Yosef with Yehuda Bi Adoini Adoini Adoini. And the end of the parasha leading to the Achus Hayomim, where it's this time a real Vayeshev Yisrael. And again, we want to discuss something a stickle deep this time, not as deep as yesterday's, but nevertheless it's very, very important. The Yesod HaInyan is something that we discussed last week in last week's parasha about the difference between Yosef's Haskof and Olam Hazeh and the brothers Haskof and Olam Hazeh. Between Yosef's Haskof and Olam Hazeh and Mitzrayim, the Egyptian Haskof and Olam Hazeh, is we explained already that the Parshas Miketz was the birur of Yosef enforcing his Haskof and Olam Hazeh in Mitzrayim. And therefore we explained that's why it's called Parshas Miketz, because Mitzrayim claimed that Olam Hazeh doesn't have a Ketz, it lasts forever. Yosef says that Olam Hazeh is only a tool to get to Olam Haba. So Miketz was being Mevara, Yosef's Haskof, Yosef's Nitzochen over the Mitzrayim in his Haskof of Olam Hazeh. Parshas Vayigash is going to be the Biro of the Haskof of Yosef in terms of Olam Hazeh over his brothers. Because we said that Yosef and his brothers differed over their Haskof to Olam Hazeh as well. You remember we discussed that Yosef's brothers, the brothers weren't goyos Olam Hazeh b'chlal. They held Olam Hazeh to be a dangerous place, and therefore they were roi etzayim, and they kept themselves clear, they stayed clear of civilization of Olam Hazeh. And Yosef's middah was to be in Olam Hazeh, to use Olam Hazeh as a keli, to eventually bring a greater tikkun olam. To use Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba, the Mishatach be'erev Shabbos yechol b'Shabbos. Olam Hazeh prepares for Olam Haba. So this was the conflict between Yosef and his brothers. And we explain v'hinei menachnu ma'almim alumim, where the sheaves of Kor, the sheaves of Tvua, which is the Dargov of Safta de Genecha, which is working in Olam Hazeh, where they all bow down to Yosef. it, because Yosef wants to prove them that in the end they're going to be moida, that his derech and avoida was the essential derech and avoida to bring about a tikkun ha'olam. And that's going to be nisbar over here in Parshas Vayigash. In order to explain this, we have to be makdim that really, and this is something we didn't discuss yet, that really Yehuda was right and Yosef was right. In other words, we always find there's two types of tzaddikim in the world. You'll always find the type of tzaddik you might call in the Lamed Vav tzaddik, nobody even knows about him. He lives somewhere far off in a shack somewhere in the forest. Until he's 75, nobody knows about him. And he, in his private business, he's dovak to the Olamas Elyonim, and he lives his life of pure dvekus to Hashem. And then you get another type of tzaddik who goes from community to community, awakening people, awakening Jews. You find such a type of tzaddik. Eilu ve'eilu divrei lekim chayim. Which means that there is a tzaddik, there is an avoider to work this world through, to be metak in the world. And there is another avoider of closed vacancy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Noam HaMelech brings, that there's a certain tzaddikim whose machshava is always in the Olam HaSolyonim. It's as if they're never here. They never even know, they're oblivious that they're here in the Olam HaZeh, because their machshava is always in the Olam HaSolyonim. And the Baal Shem Tov says that a person is where his machshava is, and their machshava is always in the Olam HaSolyonim, and therefore that's the type of tzaddik that brothers were. And Yosef was the type of tzaddik who's there in the world to be metak in the Bria. Let me explain, let's elaborate. Adam and Rishon, we know, also had two types of avodah. It seems so from the Pasuk. Straight after Sheni, the Pasuk says that everything was set to grow, but nothing grew. V'chol siyach asod ha-terem yir ba'aretz, v'chol esav asod ha-terem yitzmach, ki ilohim te'asem l'kim el-aretz, v'odom ayin la'avoydes adama. So there seems to be a tachlis for Adam to be an oyved adama. And later in Adam's place in Gan Eden, says the Pasuk, Hashem put him in there, lo'avda ol'shamra, which we know corresponds to the Torah, mitzvah zaseh, mitzvah lo'isaseh. So there seems to be a dual avoida. One needs the oyved avdama, and one needs the tzaddik, the one who's dovek the whole time in Torah and Olam HaSolyonim. In Gan Eden itself there were two trees. The Eitz HaChaim is a tree where one clings to Chaim. It's Chaim here, the Machazikim Bo. V'atem Advekim Hashem Elokechem Chaim. The Eitz HaChaim is the tree where which is Kuloi Dvekus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with no keshet to Olam HaZeh, to Adomo. And then there's the Eitz HaDas, Tovah Ra, the dangerous tree, which can lead a person in Ra, which is basically Ba'olam HaSatachtoinim down here, as is brought by Emerson in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that the Eitz HaChaim is the Olam HaSolyonim and the Eitz HaDas is the Olam HaSatachtoinim that need a Biru. And there is an Avoida to be Mevara. So what went wrong in Gan Eden? What did Adam do wrong? He was supposed to be Oyvid Adoma. He's supposed to have Kesher with the Olam HaSatachtoinim as well. Do you know what went wrong? Which tree did he eat from first? Here from the Eitz HaDas. The Svarim say that if you would have waited and first eaten from the Eitz HaChaim, then he could have eaten from the Eitz HaDas. How do we understand such a thing? If you guys are here in yeshiva for a year or two, and then you're going afterwards to college, so which is the usual Seder? You first come to yeshiva and then you go to college. You don't go to college and then go to yeshiva. Why? Because first one has to have this dvekus, one has to hold on to the elyonim, in order that when one's over the abdomen, one shouldn't slip and fall into the tachtonim. I'm talking spiritually speaking. So therefore first one has to have the Eitz HaChaim, a taste of the Eitz HaChaim, in order that one should stay ruchni, in order that when one turns to the Adama, one should really be over the Adama in the spiritual way, the Sakin Olam, to be Mevara, the Eitz HaDas. Adam HaRishon did it in the wrong order. So if you eat from the Eitz HaDas before the Eitz HaChaim, then it's like going to college before you have a taste of learning Gemara, and then it's dangerous. Adam has two, and after the Chet he has two children. One was called Cain and the other Hevel. Now, why do he have two sons? Because each son represents one of these avoiders. Vayi Hevel roi etzoin v'kain hoya oyved adoma. So Cain was the Adam, I love it as Adoma. Cain was the oyved Adoma. Hevel was a Roye Tzoyin, and we know that that Roye Tzoyin is the Darga of a Tzaddik who leaves a civilization and spends his life Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Cain and Hevel both represent the Eitz Hadas and Eitz HaChaim, the two Avodas. But who was born first? Rodom Yodah Chavis Ishtoi. The Torah Tehle is Cain. The Toysev LaLedes is Achim Eshovel. Cain was born first. Was that in the right order? In other words, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes everything in an order. But in other words, in terms of Tikkun, was that in the right order? No. First, you have to be the Hevel, and Tzidua. The Sforum talk about Hevel as being somebody who was in such a high madriga that he had to die because he looked into areas in the Olam of learning where he wasn't allowed to look. Hevel was Kodesh Kodesh. The Cain was first. And therefore, instead of them having the greatest achdus between them, that you, Hevel, I'm going to hold on to you, but I'm going to, while I'm being over the Adama. And Hevel's going to say, I need you as well, because just being in the Olam of Selyonim, I might as well have not been born in this world. If I was born in this world, it means I'm going to make a tikkun in the Olam of Satachtonim as well, and therefore Hevel needs Cain, and Cain needs Hevel. Because both these avodos are both avodos of Adam. And there should have been the greatest achdus between them. But if Cain's born first, that's like eating first from the Eitz Hadas. And therefore that calls kilkul. In fact, it calls the opposite of achdus. In fact, Cain gets up and kills Hevel. Next stage. Yaakov and Esav, Siyadua, that Yaakov and Esav were also the same with the same bechina of tikkun. Esav was born as an eight, as an ish sada. Yaakov was an ishton. Esav is the Oyvid Adama, he's the ishtada. And Yaakov is the one who's ishtom Yeshiv Holim, whose spiritual has nothing to do with Almazah. Again, there's two brothers. The greatest achdus, here we're going to see something very profound. The greatest achdus should have prevailed between them. And Chazal Be'em say that the tachlis of Esav was the Yemois HaChoyl, to work the land. And Yaakov is the bechina of Shabbos, as we know. V'achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha, says the Gemara on Shabbos, whoever keeps Shabbos, noisnei nachla b'li mitzarim, shenema v'achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha. So here you have Esav and Yaakov, the Oyvid Adama and the Yeshiva Holland. You have the Eitz Hadas and you have the Eitz Chaim. Yaakov and Esav should have loved each other. Yaakov needs Esav, because if Ishtom Yeshiva Holland, what's that going to do to the Adama? How's that going to be metakin oilam? And Esav needs Yaakov. Without you, Yaakov, I'm going to sink into the ground. But again, in which order were they born? Who came out first? Esav, is that the right order? No, you first need the Eitz Chaim. You first need the Te'ima of the Eitz Chaim. You need the Gemara Te'ima of Yeshiva before you go to college. And therefore, that's why Yaakov says to Esav that I want to buy from you the birthright. I need to be the Bechor, because I am the Eitz HaChaim. And when we first have a taste of me, then we'll succeed in you, and you'll succeed in your Avodah as well. So theoretically speaking, the purchase of the Bechorah, of Esav selling the Bechorah to Yaakov, was beneficial for both of them. They're both going to gain from this. They're both going to bring the Sakin Olam of Malchus Shakai. And what happened? Al Pi Emes, what happened was that this Bechorah caused the sin of Esav to Yaakov, that he took away my Bechorah. But theoretically speaking, you should have bought the greatest Achdus between them, because they both need each other. Esav is about Safta de Gonecha. He's working the Choyl. What happens to somebody? What the danger is that if a person is only of a Safta de Gonecha, B'sirosh Chavitzarecha, Yishomru Lachem Panifteh Levavchem. It's dangerous to go out into the world to work. Yishomru Lachem Panifteh Levavchem Mesaratem Vavadatem Elim Acherim. His devil says, Yaakov, sell me the Bechoyra, and then I am Dovuk to Olam HaSelyonim, and then you'll go down into the being over that Adama, holding on to me. It's a shutfus between us. Thereby, you're giving me a chelik of tikkun olam. I'm giving you a chelik of Olam HaSelyonim to keep you afloat when you're over that Adama. And Shalom al Yisrael. Should have been Achdus, yes. But unfortunately, there was no Achdus. Again, Esav falls into Olam HaZeh. He hates Yaakov.
He wants to take back. He wants the Eitz HaDaas to come before the Eitz HaChaim. He wants to take back his Bechoira. So Esav falls into the Adama. He doesn't want this Kesher with the Olam HaSalyonim anymore. So Esav's out of the story. Esav's not an Ovid Hashem anymore. If Esav's not an Ovid Hashem anymore, listen guys to something profound. But there's two avoiders out there. And Esav was supposed to take one and Yaakov the other. But now Esav's out of the story. He's not an Ovid Hashem anymore. So what's happening to Yaakov now? Take a guess. He has to take both. Yaakov has to take both now. He has both of them on his shoulders. Yaakov doesn't know the other avoider. And therefore Yaakov is sent out of the house. And Parshas Vayetzeh is called Vayetzeh because it begins with the word the Yetzeh, and the Tochana Parshas is Yetzeh. Yaakov's gone out. Yaakov till now has been an Istam Yosef HaOlam, Dveikus in the Olam HaSalyonim. He doesn't know anything about it, Ishtoda. And now he's been told to go out. Before he goes out, where does he go for 14 years? To the Yeshiva of Shem Be'ether. If I have to do both, we better get it right this time. And therefore, I'm not going out before I begin my journey with 14 years in Shem Be'ether, where I get a good taste of the Eitz HaChaim at the beginning of my journey, and that's going to help me be metaken in the remaining part of my journey, which is taking over from Esav, the Nesachin Olam and Malchus Shakai. So here we see how this is all tying in together. And Yaakov is very frightened over here in Parshas Vayetzeh. And he falls asleep, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that there's Olim V'Yoridim, boy. There's Malach Elakim Olim V'Yoridim. What does Olim V'Yoridim tell us? Yaakov Avinu was an Olim. That's that avoider. To be constantly Dovek in the Olim HaSalyonim, to be Olim Hashem. But there's another avoider of being Yoridim, going down into the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov in this Choloim, in this dream, don't worry. Malach Elakim Olim V'Yoridim, boy. When you're an Olim, you have your malachim. Even when you're a yoyre down to be an Isha Doma, for Cain's job, for Esav's job that's fallen on you, nevertheless there's malach elekim yoredim boy as well. You'll be accompanied. You'll succeed in doing both. Yaakov Avinu is now at the outset of having to bring into this world a koyach of aliyah, of dveikus in the elyoinim, and a koyach of isode in the olam ha-tachtonim. And the chibor and the yachtus that has to prevail between them is going to bring about the shleimus and the tachlis ha-tikun. Therefore, we know that Yaakov has two wives. One Leah and one Rachel. Which one was Yaakov supposed to marry? What happened? What did people say? Who's Leah going to marry? Esav. And Yaakov supposed to marry Rachel. Why? And this fits in beautifully to what we're saying now. Because it's Yadua, and we discussed this once, that the chilek between Rachel and Leah, Alter Rebbe brings it down in Torah Or, and the Balatani brings down in Torah Or, the chilek between Rachel and Leah is, who was on a higher level? Leah is called in Sfar Makdoshim the Olam HaMachshava. She's called the Olam HaSalyonim. It's Yadua that the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Bechaspa of Leah. Rachel, as we know, is the one who's with us at Chorban, when we go into exile, when we go into Olam HaZeh. The chilek between Rachel and Leah is the same chilek as between Yaakov and Esav. And therefore, the zivuk, the achdus, was supposed to be that Esav was supposed to marry Leah. Because if Esav marries Leah, that's the Olam HaYoridim boy. Leah is the Olam HaSalyonim. Esav is the Yisodah. That's the chibur, the achdus, that was for the zibuk that was supposed to be between them. Yaakov Avinu is an Ishtam Yosef HaOlam, he's an Olam HaSalyonim. He has to marry Rachel to sort of bring him down to earth, to bring the Hashpas down to Olam HaZeh, to be Mesakan Olam. So do you understand now why Leah was destined to marry Esav and Rachel is destined to marry Yaakov? And now we understand the rishus of Lavan as well. Lavan, instead of giving Yaakov to Rachel, he gave Yaakov to Leah. Because we discussed this once, that Lavan wants to keep those hashpahs up there. Lavan doesn't want this Olam HaZeh to be used as a keli of tikkun. Lavan wants to use Olam HaZeh as Olam HaZeh for the taiva, for the indulgence, for no kedusha. It should be a no kedusha zone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I respect your kedusha, but keep it up there. Down here, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, Ma'aretz Tochan Livnei Adam.
That's a false interpretation of the pasuk,
but that's Lavan's interpretation. And therefore, the Lavan said, you know what I'll do? I've got a good plan. I know that Yaakov is now destined to marry Rachel, because the zivug of Yaakov is in Elyonim and Rachel b'tachtoinim is going to bring the Shechina, the Kedusha down to be Mesakin Noilam. Says Lavan, I'll give Yaakov to Leah. That's Elyonim marrying Elyonim. And that the Kedusha will stay up there, and there won't be any Tikkun down here. There won't be an Oivet Adoma down here. That was Lavan's rishus. And we discussed this once already. That's why when we brought Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash, is we said the parasha of Lavan, Arami Oivet Ovi. Why do we say the parasha of Arami Oivet Ovi? Because Bikurim is working as an Oivet Adoma. Person works hard on his field, and the first fruit he brings to the Beit HaMikdash is Bikurim. So when he brings Bikurim, he's showing a tikkun in an Oivet Adoma. Showing a tikkun in Oivet Adoma. I remember Arami Oivet Ovi. I remember how Lavan tried to stop the kedusha of an Oivet Adoma. I remember how Lavan tried to make an Oivet Adoma into a Dova Gashmi. And when I bring my Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, when I connect the Adoma to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Ruchni, to the Tikkun Olam, I remember Lavan's evil plan. But it ended up, as we know, that Yaakov married both. Yaakov married Rachel and Yaakov married Leah. And each, Rachel and Leah, are both destined to have children. And Leah's children are going to follow in her path, and Yaakov and Rachel's children are going to follow in her path, right. Each one's going to have children that are mat'im to their madrega. And that's the way it was. Boif and Kloli, I'm going to close the thing. Boif and Kloli, we know that the brothers, when we talk about the B'nai Rachel and B'nai Leah, we talk about Yehuda versus Yosef. And now we can start coming closer to our parsha, understanding what's going on over here, because we're running out of time anyways. Yehuda, now we understand the share of last of Miketz. It was this week, but it was the invasion of Miketz. We said that Yehuda is a royet. He takes the brothers to be royet soin. Yehuda doesn't want kesher with Olam Hazeh. Yehuda is the Olam Esolyoinim. Yosef is kesher with Olam Hazeh. Lechoira, there should have been the greatest achdus between them. Because here, it's working the right way around. Who was born first? Yehuda. And Yehuda's the Eitz HaChayim. We'll see more of Yehuda soon. And Yosef's Olam Hazeh, fantastic! We've arrived at the Tikkun. First the Eitz HaChayim, and then the Eitz HaDas. Then the Tikkun of Eitz HaDas. First Hevel and then Kayin. First Yaakov and then Esav. First Yehuda, and then Yosef. They should have loved each other. Yehuda should have respected Yosef for his dealings in being an Oivet Adoma. And Yosef wants him to respect him. Yosef has a dream that he is the Oivet Adomot, and they're all bowing down to his Alumasi. They're all bowing down to his sheaves. He's an Oivet Adomot. Because Yosef says to Yehuda, I'm not against you, I need you. Yehuda, you're showering me with Ruchnias. And Yehuda should have said, Yosef, I need you. You're enabling me to bring that spot down to this world. But there again, the Satan gets in. And the Satan says, no, I'll make period between the brothers. That tikkun that should have been brought about became again a worse period, became a hatred, the same hatred of Cain to Hevel, the same hatred. To explain this better, and in order to channel our way through to Parshas Vayigash, let me explain you an Indian that you might have seen in Sidurim, not understanding Pshat. We know that in some Sidurim, certainly in the Svat Sidurim, if anybody's a Svati, in the Eidut HaMizrach Sidurim, and in a lot of Sidurim, you'll see that the Yudke Vovke is written together with another of the Shemus of Hashem, which? Excellent, the Shem Atnus. If you see one of these Sidurim, the Svati Sidurim or Kabbalah Sidurim, you'll see that at first you have the Yudke Vovke with the Shem Atnus written in the Hey, very good. And then you have a shiluv of Havaya and Adnus, of Yudke Vavke written in, sorry, of Adnus written in the Yudke Vavke. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, what does all that mean? Adnus is the tikkun down here in the world.
Adnus is the Koach HaLaki that has to be Mizgala down here in the Olam Hazeh. And I'll prove it to you. You know, in the Mishkan, all the boards fixed into little squares underneath, little squares on the ground, what were they called? Adonim. Familiar? Okay, it's not long before Pastor Truma. Now Adonim were the pieces at the bottom where the walls of the crossroom of the Mishkan fixed into. Why were they called Adonim? Adonim is from the same word as Adnus, because it's right at the bottom and everything's leaning on it. Which means that Adnus is the chelek of the Tikkun HaBriah, the Likus of Tikkun HaBriah. That's represented by Yosef. And therefore we turn back to passages by Yosef. We'll see how Torah is Mesukim Midvash V'Noifes Tzufim, because Yosef is bought by this Adon. Vayihi bebeis Adonov HaMitzri, Vayar Adonov Ki Hashem Itoi, etc., etc. Yosef is bought by an Adon. Vayachad v'omehel v'tiso eishav Adonov v'seineo al Yosef. Yosef is under this Adon, because Yosef has to be mevarer the middah of Adnus. Yosef has to be mevarer the shame of Adnus. And therefore Yosef's got to be an Eved to this Adon. And then eventually Yosef himself became the Adon, and that's why Yosef was mevarer the Adnus of Klippa, the Adnus of Tuma, of Paitifa, to the real Adnus, which is the Adnus that you see in the Sidurim. Yosef works his way up in Mitzrayim to be mevarer the Adnus, because Yosef is the one who's metakin Olam Hazeh. Clear? Yehuda has which name in his name? Yudkevavke in his name. So if you see in your Siddur that there's a tikkun of writing the Adnus in the Havaya, making the greatest Achdus between the Shem Adnus and the Shem Havaya, that means the Achdus between Yosef and Yehuda. Yehuda is represented by the Yudke Vovke. He has it in his name. And Yudke Vovke, the Yehuda, corresponds to the Tzaddik in the Olamas Elyonim, being Dovak without Kesher to the Olamas Atachtoinim. But the Havaya needs the Adnus, and it's brought down in the Svarim that the Kavanah, when you see that, when you say the Adnus, is that the Shem Adnus should be a throne for the Shem Yudke Vavke. Meaning that the Kesha between them should be together. The Havaya needs the Adnus and the Adnus needs Havaya. Yehuda needs Yosef and Yosef needs Yehuda, but it hadn't taken place until now. Till now there were loggerheads. And that's why Yosef has to work his way up to become Melech in Mitzrayim, because he represents Adnus, and Adnus is Malchus, the Adon. He has to be the master in Mitzrayim. And with that we understand also why Yosef is so strict with the brothers in the earlier parashas. Yosef is trying to break Yehuda. Yehuda is the one who's saying, no, I'm not going to give in, etc. And Yosef is trying to break him by speaking to him sternly, because Yosef is only trying to get to one thing: the Kiruv, the Achdus of Yehuda to Yosef. Yosef wants Yehuda to appreciate that he is the Adon, he represents the Shem Atnos. He is Oved in Olam Hazeh, but he's doing it by Oifin Shul Kedusha. Yes, Yosef saying, I did choose Olam Hazeh as my Avoida, but look what I brought out of Olam Hazeh, the Tikkun Shem Atnos, the Likus, the Shechina down here. And Yehuda has to appreciate that. Yosef, we made a mistake. We thought that you were plunged into Olam Hazeh in the same way as Esav did. And the Ari HaKadosh says in Beferish that they suspected Yosef of being the clip of the brother. Because we know Avraham had one son like this and one son like that. Yitzchak had a Yaakov, and he had an Esav. And the brothers thought that Yaakov also had the Shvatim, and he had Yosef, and Yosef was the outcast. Because Yosef had indulged in Olam Hazeh. Masalsel Basaroi. Yosef has to prove to them, no, I bought the Shem Adnus, the Tikkun, and that's only through being an Oved Adama in Olam Hazeh. And then Yosef's preparing by being stern and standing on top of Yehuda to bring Yehuda to recognize the Adnus of Yosef. With that we can come to Parshas Vayigash and explain with this Yisod all that we've just said. This parasha is the parasha where
we're going to find Yehuda recognizing the Adnos, getting closer to the Adnos until the Achdus Hashleima, which is the Tikkun Hashalem of the Shiluf between the Shem Havaya and the Shem Adnos, the Achdus between Yehuda the Havaya and Yosef the Adnos. And therefore Parshas Vayigash is called Vayigash. They got closer. Who got closer? Yehuda and Yosef got closer. Oh, when there's Achdus with Yehuda and Yosef at last, what failed by Cain and Hevel, what failed by Yaakov and Esav, is now going to succeed by Yehuda and Yosef. Parshas Vayigash is the Parsha of the Achdus Hayomim. It's the Parsha where we're going to see the Tikkun at the end of this week's Parsha. Because when this Achdus takes place, that's the Tikkun of Bria. Adam was created with his dual purpose. V'adam ayin lavid in Adam of the Parshas Bereishis. Loved all the Shamra. There is the Tzaddik who's Dovig Na'olim Esalyonim. And there is the Tzaddik who goes down into the Yisod. That's why Yosef is called Tzaddik Yisod Olam. Because he's Dovig to the Yisod. And the Yisod is like digging. You build a foundation, you build a Yisod. The Achdus between Yehuda and Yosef is the Achdus between the Bechina of Rachel and Leah. And that's the Yaakov's two Zivugim, that he had two wives. And now the children of those two wives are coming together. That's the Targum Unklus, the Kor of Yosef. That's why it's called Vayigash. These two brothers are getting together. Vayigash Elav Yehuda Vayoyme Bi Adoini. Oh! Yehuda's just said that Yosef's Adoini. Yehuda's just recognized that Yosef represents and manifestates the Shem Adnos, the Shem Elikus down here in the Bria. Oh, Mazel Tov! What does Yehuda say? Bi Adoini. What does Bi literally mean? Come inside. Me, because look up the Siddur and see where the Adnos is inside the hay of the Yutke Vavke. So Yosef, Yehuda is now inviting Yosef in. Adnos is coming now into Avaya. The Yeshiluf, you start with a Yud, then you have an Aleph. Then you start with a Vav, and you start, then you have the Dalet. The Shiluf of Yutke Vavke and Adnos is where the Adnos is in the Avaya. Be Adoini, Yosef, come into me. And now we have a repetition of Yehuda calling Yosef the Adnos. Yidabe Nodova Ba'ozni Adoini. Adoini Sholes Avodov. Adoini. Yehuda is now realizing, and somehow he's feeling and he's sensing that down here in Mitzrayim there was a Moiridika Tikkun, an unbelievable Tikkun, that somebody here in Mitzrayim was Mesaking. He took a place like Mitzrayim, which was oblivious to Elikus Bichlal, which was the greatest denial in Elikus, which when Paris says we don't want Elikus in the country, and he sees the Tikkun of Adoma down here in Mitzrayim. The Adnus, the same Adnus that's represented like the Adonim in the Mishkan on the ground, he sees that over here in Mitzrayim. And therefore Yehuda is saying Adoini, Adoini, Adoini. Ah, now Yosef sees that they're getting closer. Yehuda's coming closer to him. The Adnos and the Havaya are now coming together. They're now blending in together. Says Yosef, now's the time to be Megale who I am. In the earlier parasha, Yosef is stern with them. He's not revealing himself. Because Yehuda's not coming close. Yosef doesn't see the Shiluf. Yehuda doesn't recognize the Adnos of Yosef. So therefore Yosef's going to say, I'm not going to be soft with them. I've got to be strict and stern. Until Yehuda breaks and calls me the Adoin. When he breaks and he calls me the Adoin, and he invites me into him, the Shiluf Adnos Avaya, now's the time I can reveal myself to him. Now's the time I can be the greatest Rachamim with them. Now I can cry with them. Now I can bestow upon them. Why? Because we know what happens when the Adnos is niskalel into Avaya. Adoin is usually Midas Adin, and Yutke Vavke is Midas Ha. What happens when the Adnos goes into the Havaya? Then the Adnos also becomes Midasah. Rachamim, that's called in Sorem HaKdoshim, Hamtokas HaDin, sweetening of the Din. When the Adnos goes into the Havaya. Now that this is happening, that Yehuda is bringing the Adnos into Havaya, now the Adnos is becoming sweet, it's becoming Rachamim, it's not Din anymore. It's not trying to show that he's bullying, that he's the mastership. That's in Parshas Vayigash. Yosef now bursts into tears and says, Ani Yosef, you thought that I was the Oyvind Adama who fell in. Like they put him into the bar. You sunk Yosef into the ground. They put him into the bar to show. Yosef said, Ani Yosef, look at me now. I am the Adoin. Now you know what I represent, Yehuda. Now you know who brought about this tikkun of Adnas in the Bria. The Yehuda, you scented Adnas. You smelled that shame Adnas here. Ani Yosef, I am the one who manifested this. And this is the message I've been telling you time and time again for all the years, that we were supposed to be with Achdus together. If we would have done this many, many years ago, then the Adnas and the Havai would have been together, and then we wouldn't have bickered, we wouldn't have quarreled. And then Vayeshev Yaakov, back in Parshas Vayeshev, where Yaakov was longing for the Achdus. Yaakov was longing for the Achdus Hayomim. Yaakov was longing to see the tikkun of his brothers being together. And there in Vayeshev, they split apart. Now they're coming together again. Now Yosef says, now you understand retroactively why I was the Ovid Adoma, why Vishtachaven Olal Umothi, why, which avoid I had. Now when you appreciate the Adnus, you are the Habbechin manifesting Avaya, me Adnus. Let's work together now and bring about the Achdus Hayomim. And that's why Behemet, down here, in Vayigash, the parasha ends. Vayeshev Yisrael beretz Mitzrayim beretz Goshen. Vayeyachazu bo. Vayifru. Vayirbu miyoid. Gevaltig. Vayeshev. This was real Vayeshev. Could have happened then if they would have been friends. But in parashas Vayeshev they quarreled. In parashas Vayigash the achdus came together. Shil of Adnas and Avaya came together. Is that of Vayeshev Yisrael? Now Yaakov, who corresponds to Tikkun, he sees the Tikkun, he appreciates the Tikkun, and now Yaakov Avinu starts his good years of his life, the years of Toiv, the 17 years that Yaakov Avinu is going to spend in Mitzrayim. Emet Hashem, will discuss the middle of the parasha more. Beis Hashem is Baruch on Sunday. By the middle of the parasha, we jump from the beginning to the end. I just wanted to show you the sequence of events. Sorry? So what I just wanted to show you was how Miketz Yosef was Mevarer his Ashkofa and Olam Hazeh to the Mitzrayim, wiping out their Ashkofa, the Olam Hazeh, the Ikka. He showed them Olam Hazeh comes to a Miketz, and Vayigash is the Birur of Yosef showing the brothers his Ashkofa and Olam Hazeh, and showing how Eilu ve'Eilu Divri Lekim Chaim. What a shame to quarrel, what a shame to have a Machloikas, if at the end of the day it's Nisbarer anyways, the Eilu ve'Eilu Divri Lekim Chaim. And that's why Chazal say that even though Shammai and Hillel were both arguing together, but nevertheless between them there was Achdus. One must always realize, and whenever you have a Ashkofa Shiurim here, and you hear Ashkofa from this one, and you hear Ashkofa from the other one, and he's Litvish, and he's Rav Kook, and he's Chabad, and he's this, and he's that. Eil of Eil of Dibrik Yom Chaim, as long as they're all Gedolim and Tzadikim, why bicker, why argue? Mashiach Tzadkeinu, Shiyovev, Yigolenu is going to come them here of Yomenu, and then we're going to see that Eil of Eil, and retroactively, if we would have been together, the same Achdus as Lost Lovey many, many years ago, the Mashiach could have come many, many years ago. This is the parasha of Ayigash, the Korev. Let's all have Kirov together. Kirvas Achim together, Ki Ishachot Belevechot, and will be Zorchem Etz Hashem in Parshas Vayigash to the Geula Hashlem of Amitis, Be'achdus HaGmura, Be'achdus HaBoyre, with all the Adnus and all the Din in the world, will be Niskalal into the Yudke Vovke. There'll only be Rachamim in the world, and that's the Gilui of the shame Eke, which is the shame of Kuloi Rachamim, the Meher of Yomenu, Amen. There's just one more addition worth adding on this Inyan, and that is, having mentioned earlier that first one has to be Toyim from the Eitzah Chaim, and then one can be Mevara the Eitzah Das. That's Mamish Pshah in the Gemara, and that's written that in Mali Shomi Kval Yisrael Shtei Shabbosim Miyad Hoyu Negolem. If Yisrael would keep two Shabbosim, the Mashiach would come. As everybody asks, why two Shabbosim? What's wrong with one Shabbos? But it's brought down in Svarim HaKadosh from the answer, because the first Shabbos is a Te'ima of the Shabbos to enable us that during the week to live a week of preparing ourselves for Shabbos. Because if one didn't have that first Shabbos, so then one wouldn't know how to be Mevara the week which is connected to Eitz Hadas. So therefore, first having had a Te'ima of the Eitz Achaim first, having the first Shabbos, that enables us to be Mevara the Eitz Hadas in the next week. And then having the Mevara the Eitz Hadas, that leads us to the second Shabbos, where the Mishu Torach, Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichul B'Shabbos, to bring the Eitz Hadas into the Eitz Achaim, and that's going to be the Tachlis HaTikun. So the first Shabbos is preparing us for the week in order to utilize the week properly, to be Mevara the Eitz Hadas, in order to be Mala, to elevate Eitz Hadas into the Eitz Achaim in the second Shabbos. But if I wouldn't have had the first Shabbos, then it's like trying to be Mevara the Eitz Hadas before being Toyim from the Eitz Achaim, and that's not going to work. That's Mamshtab Shad, like we said earlier.